What day is it?
Wednesday.
It's a regular county board meeting day, right?
We'll call the Gage County Board of Supervisors meeting for Wednesday, May 6, 2020 to order at 8:45 on the clock. We'll begin with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Open Meetings Act is on the wall to my left, attendance by observation. Hill, Tiemann, Dorn, Byers, and Mr. Bauman is on the phone. Up first, the consent agenda. Let the record show that Mr. Bauman said present. Up first, the consent agenda. Approved general agenda. Approved minutes of the meeting held April 22nd, 2020. Approve all claims through May 6, 2020 in the amount of $454,910.11. Accept claim number 2005-0054 to Hard Rock Quarries in the amount of $447.52. And claim number 2005-0055 to Johnny's Welding in the amount of $139.55 to be voted on separately below. Approve and place on file correspondence received. Approve appointing Robert Tai, 1947 East Walnut, Wymore, Nebraska, 68466, as member to the Gage County Veterans Service Committee for the term beginning July 1st, 2020 through June 30th, 2025, replacing Delmer Gertz.
Gertz.
He served since December 6, 2006. Approve Register of Deeds fee report and District Court summary fee report for the month of April 2020. And approve the reappointing of Richard Douglas to the Blue Rivers Area Agency on Aging Governing Board for the term of 2020 through 2022.
I would move to approve the consent agenda.
Second.
Moved by Byers, second by Dorn. Any discussion on the consent agenda? Seeing none, please vote.
Bauman, yes.
Five in favor, motion carries. Regular agenda, approve or disapprove claim number 2005-0054 to Hard Rock Quarries in the amount of $447.52. This is a company I'm an owner in.
Move to approve.
Second.
Moved by Hill, second by Dorn. Discussion? Vote?
Bauman, yes.
Four in favor, Tiemann abstaining. Motion carries. Approve or disapprove claim number 2005-0055 to Johnny's Welding in the amount of $139.55. This brings the total amount of claims approved through May 6, 2020 to $455,497.18.
Move to approve.
Second.
Moved by Hill, second by Dorn. Discussion? Vote?
Bauman, yes.
Five in favor. Motion carries. Comments from the public and requests for future agenda items. Seeing a lack of public again, I will make one comment. There's been a lot of discussion when Gage County will be opening. There is a 9 o'clock phone call that we've been on every day with Unified Command. We discuss this every day. We discuss what the possible outcomes will be, what could be changing. The current health directive that we've received says May 31st. This is pushed back from the 11th or the 4th, which we were hoping for. The goal is still to have that reduced in time even more. We had the outbreak in Saline County at the meat facility. Gage County is doing really well on COVID cases right now still. Something we all need to keep in mind is we do need to get people back to work as soon as we can. Although we are trying to do this for the betterment of everyone, we also have to keep in mind that a lot of the people making decisions are on government salaries, things like that, still getting a paycheck, while people that pay us need to get back to work so that they can they can pay the government. We'll try to open everything back up as quickly as possible, as quickly as we safely can. There is a good push to move things along as quickly as possible. We've been discussing this with Public Health Solutions to try to encourage an earlier open. I think there's a very good chance of that. But the talk goes back and forth. There's a fear of opening too soon. Myself, I've continued to push to try to get the doors open again more quickly and have people take some self-precautions when they're more at risk, so that if you're a higher risk category, you are more protected. But say someone in a lower risk category can still get back to work and get the wheels turning again. So I don't know if there's any comment from the board on that.
All I would say is that when things, as they start to reopen, that each one of them, I'm sure, is put in place, and if they haven't, they need to put in places to keep social distancing and do things to limit contact with people and, you know, have an outside register or whatever, you know, for curbside pickup, that type of thing, for people that are comfortable coming into the stores. And even though they're going to be open, there's a lot of people aren't going to be comfortable, and things need to be done differently.
And we don't want to take this for granted, but at the same time, we need to get everything moving again. It's tough to protect everyone if there's no one left to protect after a certain time. So
we just have to be very careful to protect our employees and the people of this county that we represent. And I think what you're saying is absolutely correct. Let's be careful. Let's try to do everything we can to serve people, but let's be careful for our employees. I'd worry about everybody in the courthouse. The sheriff's department doesn't make any difference, but the rest of us.
I worry about you too, Sheriff. I did see there was someone in the hallway there. Sheriff, do they want to talk for public comment?
No, good morning. I was just here to listen and hear the update on when you might be back open for business. So,
thank you. Yes, good morning, David, too.
Good morning.
Along with that, I guess as we're asking Public Health Solutions to open the county back up, we'll probably as a county lag behind that just slightly. As we can still function with things a little tighter, we'll probably keep running like that for a short time, but we'll want to get in the swing of things also. We want business to start moving internally as well as out in the county.
And even with things opening up, there's going to be a limit on how many people can be in a room.
Yeah.
That type of thing. I mean, that's not going to go away anytime soon.
I have asked about that, and that might be a little more directed towards, and just for the record, it was Mr. Levy with NextEra that poked his head in for just a second, wanting an update. I have been asking Public Health Solutions, even after we open, what does that look like? And we should get some more rules, group sizes, distancing rules, things like that. I asked how long it will be before we can have meetings that will have, you know, larger meetings, larger being over 10 people, 20 people, and they said that's going to be a while yet. Things are going to look a little bit different than they have for quite a while, I have a feeling. But she couldn't really give me any time as far as when. But if we can.
Maybe just, because I think we have 11 in here right now. We're breaking the law.
The sheriff did just scoot his chair back. Right. Moving past open public comment, unless there's anything else. Committee reports. Building and grounds, winter lights.
Davey.
Good morning, Mr. Jones.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I missed the committee reports on Monday, so I just had a few things I'll talk about. The state is going to be bringing in fiber optic for their own switch. So I had a United Private Network and a gentleman from Wilmer Electric come in. It's going to come in from this northwest corner. Board underground, and they're going to create a new one-inch opening. They cannot share a existing opening with anybody else, so they're going to just create a new opening and do that. He said this would probably happen sometime in June, and then they will install another new switch in the data room. So they just came last week to kind of scope it out and see how it would lay out. So, and then Sheriff's Office, we've been, Rosie and I have been working over there. We got a work order a while back ago just to put up some kind of a workstation wall board area and change out a couple lights and to paint. And so while we were doing that, there's two windows on the back side, and that jail is designed as actually, I don't know if you'd call it a courtyard, that sounds too fancy for the jail, but there's an opening between the office and the jail that lets light in, and they've always had desks and file cabinets lit up against it. You can't really see how bad the windows were, but while we're working down there, those windows are completely rotted out at the sills. So I did have Kurt Wallenberg was here on something else, and so I just asked him if he could give me a bid on it to replace two windows. It'd be two sliding windows installed would be $975. If I went with double hung, they would be $1,313 installed. So I was going to take a look at those, but they definitely need to be replaced. After I saw it, I opened them up a little bit to see what we could do, and they're pretty much just the glass is ready to fall out of them. So I'll proceed with that. District Court, we're working on that now just to build some wooden frame structure to put glass in, and that should be complete pretty soon. I did have a request from DMV asking if we could put in some plexiglass in there so that when they come back for some safety measures. And treasures, they did want a ledge put out, so I had a ledge made. Kurt Wallenberg made that and installed that, so they're actually back another 12 inches. Their glass is still a little bit short, so Lori asked if they could go up a little higher with glass. So again, I'm going to just, at this time, just create a plexiglass shield over the top, and then, you know, we'll decide later if this does come to an end. Sometime they might not need that anymore. We can take it down, and if we do need something permanently, then we can address it at that time. And masonry construction is working on the southeast side. I did bring in a piece of all the areas that that corner there is probably the worst of all of them. A lot of this just blew off when they were power washing and stuff, so it just shows how that, you know, facing is really needing some attention. So they're going to take a couple days to remove the old waterproof sealer, and then they'll start working on the repair work. And they've been good about working with, I thought this would be a good time to do it, and it will be, but yesterday there's some hearings, and then this morning there's hearings, so they're holding off on doing it until those hearings are over.
I've had almost as much comment on that big purple truck as I have on the sheriff's car parked over here for years. Almost. Davey keeps me posted. We visit all the time. He keeps me posted on what's going on. And I want to thank you again, Dave. You do a great job.
Thank you.
Thanks, Dave.
Thank you.
Anything else, Mr. Byers?
No.
Equalization?
No, nothing.
Finance and insurance. Do you want to read through any of these, John? Or?
I don't care. I guess I could. Okay, we don't have any over 10,000 this time.
Beatrice Concrete, I see.
Yes, Beatrice Concrete for Rock and Gravel, $39,323.98 is the only claim over $10,000 that I've seen outside of the insurance and engage, which is $28,142.22.
Another, I guess, piece of information on the Beatrice 6. I believe the fund, which is collecting money off of the sales tax, if I remember right, it's brought in $221,303.69 so far. That would be a balance as of the 30th of April.
And that balance is as of the 30th of April, but Lori told me yesterday that those amounts are for January and February, that there's that much.
They're behind.
Oh, so that's the first 2 months.
That's the first 2 months.
So that number, there was, you know, we visited, maybe that won't be going up at all because people are staying home. Maybe that'll keep climbing because people are shopping on the internet. I don't know.
Yeah.
But in all seriousness, that's above projection then if that's 2 months.
That's at least a projection,
yeah. Yeah, at least a projection, if not above.
Before the shutdown.
Oh, that's true, too. That's true, too.
Could make a difference.
Anything else for finance and insurance? Human resources, employee relations, and hugs.
Nothing from committee meetings.
Law enforcement, emergency management. Lisa's not here right now. The unified command call starts at 9 o'clock each day, so she's probably on that right now.
Good morning.
Good morning. Sure.
Two things. One is the Keto sentencing is still scheduled for the 21st. That's kind of on track where it's supposed to be yet. The judge has told the people that he's still debating whether it's going to be here in person or maybe through video. We'll see where that goes. He's open to the public or immediate family. He makes a decision. We'll know when we're going to hear it from there. We're still not going to have any private security. We're going to try to do between my people and then the sheriff from Nemaw County City, try to bring some more people over as well so we can offset some expense there and you don't have to worry about that so much. Second thing was I went over and addressed the Jefferson County Commissioners yesterday on my thought of trying to share some IT services through them. The IT person over there in support of it, as well as the Jefferson County Sheriff, because like you pointed out to him, we share resources over the years back and forth as needed. So, of course, the big thing was they want to know about numbers, so I'm in the process of getting some of those things together so the IT people can tell me what they think it might run hourly, roughly, so I can get something to Roger so we can get some kind of interlocal draft and a rough draft for them to take back and look at it and go from there, and then, of course, bring them back to board and they can take a look at it. So they certainly were not saying no. They just wanted to have some numbers just like anybody else would. So that's where we're at on that process moving through and about that. Thank you.
Thanks, Sheriff. Thank did you get any update, too? He said you might be looking at the SRS contract and seeing if there's any way to get out quicker than
I reviewed that, and I don't know if you can come at that now or...
But will that you have that for a different time.
Oh.
Thank you.
It's up to you. Whatever you want to do. That's what this is here. And
oh. Okay. I'm sorry. We'll wait and talk about that later. That's probably a good idea to visit about that later for now.
What are you talking about? We can't hear you over there.
That's it. It's on closed session later.
Okay.
All right. Road and Bridge.
Yes, some of the projects in progress are upcoming. East of Section 30 in Hanover Township, they're replacing the bridge with culverts. East of 11 in Philly Township, South 176 Road is closed. There's a culvert that has failed and that's being sized to allow it to be replaced. Gravel production is extremely slow. Sometimes the trucks are waiting over an hour to get a load. Eric and Galen are going to call Consolidated Sand and Gravel and check about production. And I asked about the specs for the hotel bridge. It sounds like they're done. And Hidden Acres box culvert is being designed now. And when that's done, they will all be bid out. Is there any update on gravel?
I didn't get to talk to him, no.
It's always going to get better. I did talk to that other pit, though, and they're producing a product that passes for some type of, I don't know if the spec was wrong. It said it was a 1030, NDOT 1030-307, which I thought was for about a 3/4 inch minus crushed limestone. They sent a spec that was like a 1030-307 gravel surface course, which, if I remember right, it was still 75% or more passing the 3/8 sieve. Well, what we spec out is a 2A road gravel where we have some coarse gravel. That, the way I was reading the sieve analysis, it would be finer than concrete sand, if I understand it right, but with some of the sand taken out, just a very, very fine gravel. Is that what it looked like to you at the new pit?
When you say new pit?
The new gravel pit that Sean Lottman's running?
It was fine gravel. It didn't have the real fines in it, but it didn't have no coarse stuff in it. Very, very limited coarse gravel.
Which our 2A spec has some 3/4 inch even in it, doesn't it?
Some, I believe, yes.
But so that was, I was hoping there would, if we can get another supplier for gravel, that would really help.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Anything else for road and bridge? All right. Up next, up next is board recognition of Linda Montfeldt for her years of service to Gage County. We have a plaque here for her. She's not here with us today. She didn't want to come
no.
in here. She did have her retirement party the same time as Gwen Steffens, and we had a piece of cake with her months ago. But do you know how many years she has been here?
I don't know what that cake dates out to.
91, July 29th of 91 to April 30th of 2020. So we'll make sure we get this to her and... Yep, John will get that down to her, and we want to thank her. She actually stayed on after retirement to help the treasurer's office keep things moving in this busy time, and kept coming in as we needed her, even as there was going to be some less staff there. So we have to make sure we tell Linda thank you.
She did a wonderful, wonderful job.
If you see her anywhere, make sure you tell her thanks, and we're going to miss her. I guess, Galen, we could ask you to come up. Next on the agenda is receive recommendation from the highway superintendent and award bid on the 55-ton hydraulic detachable trailer that was bid 2 weeks ago. Morning, Galen.
Good morning. My recommendation is accepting the bid on the 2020 55-ton Trail King trailer from RDO Truck Centers with a bid price of $73,398. It being the best overall bid for trailers, for three trailers.
You say $73,398?
$73,398.
Okay. And this wasn't the absolute lowest bid, but it was very close, and there's some features with this that are heavier axles and that type of thing that make it a better value.
Yes, the trailer King actually had 327,500 pound axles compared to the 25,000 pounds for the XL and the Felling trailer. The Trail King also had a 2-inch thick decking compared to 1 3/8 thick on the XL trailer, which is the XL was the low bid trailer. Also, the Trailer King has low bearing wheel covers. The XL trailer was bid with medium duty wheel covers, which did not meet the spec on this. Also, the Trailer King trailer weight was 22,500 pounds. The XL trailer was 21,130 pounds. The Felling trailer was lighter yet with 18,500 pounds on this. Also, the delivery date for Trail King would be 1 week after bid award, which in the Felling for the XL trailer was bid mid to late May on this. The Felling trailer was sometime in August.
So if we accept the bid, we'll have it in a week. We'll have it next week.
A week after award, yes. And that way I can get it out of this year's budget.
And that's a Load King brand, not Trail King.
Oh, Load King, excuse me.
I'm going to make sure we're going to get the right one here. Okay.
And me and the shop foreman, we did go up and looked at the Load King trailer. And also, we've looked at the XL trailer that's located in Council Bluffs. The overall gooseneck design with a
We like the gooseneck design a lot better on the trailer, easier to work on, and it just laid out better on the trailer. The felling trailer, there was not one available around to look at on those, so.
And certainly with the wheel covers not meeting the specs where you can drive over them or carry equipment on the top of them, I would say it's more justified there.
Well, you could, I talked with the Jason with the salesman on the trailer, and you could actually run your wheel over the trailer, but to park on it, you have to park over your main supports between the wheels on that. Also, I did ask him approximately the cost difference between the medium duty and the load bearing duty, and he said it'd be approximately $3,000 more in addition for the load bearing wheel cover, so that would put the overall cost, if it would have been made with them, higher than the load team trailer.
Right.
No, he said he's...
Yeah, not close, but also was not this one. So that's a 2020 or 2021, this one that you're talking about now.
It's a, for the...
Load King.
Load King is a 2020. And that the XL was, they bid a 2020 trailer, which was the low bid, and they also bid a 2021 trailer, which was higher. It was bid in at $73,625. The low bid one was bid that as long as they had it on their sale lot for bid award. And if it was gone, then that's why they bid the 2021 trailer at a higher price.
Any other questions for Galen?
No, I'm going to move to approve as Galen recommends.
Second.
Moved by Hill, seconded by Dorn to accept the bid from RDO for a 2020 Load King trailer in the amount of $73,398. I ask you to vote.
Common yes.
5 in favor. Motion carries. Thank you, Galen.
Thank you.
Approved, disapproved park and recreations improvement grant to the Village of Adams in the amount of $1,000. This is a program I believe Mr. Bauman set up years ago to try to encourage improvements in the villages and communities in Gage County. This one is going to be a highly funded project. The Village of Adams has worked really hard on this. Other sources of funding included the Village of Adams at $21,108, Adams Community Foundation donations, $177,220, the State Civic Community Center Financing Fund, $198,328, and the Federal Land and Water Fund of $396,656.
It's huge.
It's a very big project. This is going to be a really nice improvement for the Village of Adams. And, I mean, I believe these are, and Mr. Bauman can speak for it as well, these are the types of projects, maybe a little larger scale than he had in mind, but this is exactly what he had in mind with this type of funding. Mr. Bauman, do you want to comment on that at all?
Nope, you've done a wonderful job. Again, that's just why this is here, is to help to be part of these community programs and to, in some smaller communities that have less funding, maybe stimulate a project and help with the financial assistance.
If there's no additional discussion, I'd ask for a motion.
I would move to approve.
Second.
Moved by Byers, seconded by Dorn. To approve the Parks and Rec Improvement Grant to the Village of Adams in the amount of $1,000. Please vote.
Yes.
5 in favor. The motion carries. Approve or disapprove the resolution to transfer $75.88 from the Miscellaneous General Fund to the Veterans Aid Budget for obligations of said budget. This is simply a clarification. The money that was in that fund was transferred to a different checking account. A claim was processed to this account, which now had no money in it. So we need to transfer this from general into that fund so that the claim that was processed can be paid.
$75.88. This is right. Absolutely amazing.
We have to do that because we can't be in a negative balance, Denny. So
I know, but it just is amazing to me.
Resolution 20-10.
I'll move to approve resolution
20-10.
Second. Moved by Hill, second by Dorn. To approve resolution 20-10, transferring $75.88 from miscellaneous general to the veterans' aid budget for said obligation. Please vote.
I'm a yes.
5 in favor. The motion carries. The only thing we have left is a closed session. If there's nothing else for the good of the order in open session, I would ask for a motion to go into closed session at 9:15 on the clock. Necessary for the protection of the public interest or for the protection of needless injury to the reputation of an individual.
I think you stated earlier what this was for.
This will be for a contract change, possible litigation.
I would move to go into closed session.
Second.
Moved by Myers, second by Hill, going to closed session at 9:15. Vote.
Dumb and yes.
5 in favor. We are in closed session. We ask for a motion to come out of closed.
Yeah.
I'd ask for a motion to come out of closed session at 9:32.
So moved.
Thanks.
Moved by Hill, second by Dorn. Come out of closed session at 9:32 on the clock. Vote. 4 in favor.
5 in favor.
5 in favor.
You're move here.
Oh, yeah.
Gary.
Gary Lytle is here. Anything else for the good of the order?
What are we doing on that letter? You guys told me which way you want to go. Or if just...
I wonder on that if we just say that we're looking to write a letter that says we're looking to part ways, which they know, and ask is 30 days acceptable?
Well, I think 90 is
fine.
90
days is acceptable?
Yeah, I think that would be, I agree. I mean, yeah. Now you're getting down where you're really splitting hairs with the major crime investigators in the state. Yeah.
And if it's not, then we'll address it from there, I guess. But I agree with Roger. There's no use making a big battle over this. I am proud of the sheriff, though. Usually it's me trying to peel the last few dollars off. It's nice that he's wanting to.
But you're going to have a continued relationship. It's one thing if you're walking away and you're never going to see somebody again.
Is there a way that we could do that? I would not be opposed to ending that relationship indefinitely.
Well, you want to hire the fire department to do the patrol?
That would be fine.
I didn't mean to pick on the fire, but I couldn't come up with the Humane Society.
That also,
they got all the dogs you need.
That would also be fine with me. If not, we will adjourn at 9:34 on the clock.
All the people you're dealing with.
I would ask for...
actually, on the farm sector, it's been on, I mean, guys have been out planting.
Yeah.
We've been busy, just because.
I'd ask for a motion to reconvene our meeting at 9:43 that was adjourned at 9:34.
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Byers, second by Dorn. Vote. 5 in favor. Hill, Thiemann, Dorn, Byers, and Lytle. Mr. Bauman was unable to stay on the call. He's texted us, and we will fill him in on the goings-on of this meeting later on. I would ask for a motion to go into closed session. Necessary for the protection of the public interest or for the protection of needless injury to the reputation of an individual. This closed session will be to discuss FOP contract negotiation update for the board prior to our meeting with the FOP later this morning.
I would move to go into closed session.
Second.
Moved by Byers, second by Lytle to go into the closed session at 9:44 on the clock. Vote. 5 in favor. We're in closed session at 9:44. I would ask I would ask for a motion to come out of closed session at 9:58 on the clock.
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Byers. Second by Lytle to come out of closed session at 9:58. Vote. 5 in favor. Motion carries. Anything else for the good of the order?
Nope.
I would ask for a motion to adjourn.
Again?
So moved.
Moved by Hill.
Second.
Second by Dorn. Vote.
Yeah,
5 in favor. We are adjourned at 9:59 on the clock.
Not for the good of the order.